Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 143. So today we are going to be talking about the one tiny question, seriously, just one, to help you enjoy the holidays without the usual weight gain. So I'm really excited to share this one question with you that is might just change your life. But before we get to that, the best bite I had, gosh, I haven't recorded an episode in such a long time because I was traveling and I recorded a heap before we went. And I was just thinking, oh my goodness, there's been so many delicious things on my travels. But my best bite that I wanted to share with you was Sunday night back home, went back to the farmer's market on Saturday and got like a chook from Brad, my farmer, chicken farmer. And yeah, like my Irishman. So I brined it, which is where you like soak it in a salt solution overnight. And then my Irishman roasted it in the wood fired oven and it was just perfection. Like it was just smoky, but not too smoky, like crispy skin, amazing, like tender breast, succulent, like just everything you could want in a like roast chicken. And we just served it really simply with, I was going to use mayonnaise, but it didn't need it. So I ended up just serving it with a Parisian carrot salad. So like a grated carrot salad with dates and roast pistachios and just some fresh herbs with it. And it was just like the whole combo. It was just so good. Okay, so our plan for today is I'll just share the story behind this episode as always, and then why one question can make a difference to your experience of eating and to whether you gain weight or not over the holidays. And then what is this magical question that's going to help you? How to use the question. And then I've also got three bonus tips to help you enjoy your food more this holiday season. So the story behind this episode is coming into the holidays, people are thinking about eating and enjoying eating, which I love. It's what joyful eating is all about. But there's also usually this like undercurrent of, oh yeah, overeating and like that kind of not so great side to it. And the thing is, the overeating part is optional and we can actually have so much enjoyment and feel really satisfied and have a really beautiful time without feeling stuffed. And of course, if you really love that stuffed feeling on Thanksgiving Day, go for it. Like, but what we want to do is be intentional about it. And so every year I do an episode about the holidays and it's like, it's time for the holiday episode. So there's one question that I've been using in my coaching groups that has really transformed my life, but also the lives of my clients in terms of being able to make intentional choices. And why this is really helpful is because when we make intentional choices, we are using the best part of our brain. So we have different parts of our brain that think in different ways. And our prefrontal cortex is a bit at the front here. That's the bit that is the most evolved. It's the only part of our brain that can think about the future and think about planning and like future consequences of our actions now. And so when we make intentional choices, we use that part of our brain, which means that we tend to make different choices than if we're just running on autopilot. And the other way that we can be making choices is like using a more emotional, more primitive part of our brain, which can't think about future consequences. It only lives in the present moment. So it's always just thinking about seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. Why making intentional choices is important is because when we're intentional with our choices, we get the best of both worlds. So we get to make choices that mean that we get enjoyment now, but that we also don't have this massive downside later because we're going to take care of our future selves as well. And this is like really like the crux of all the work that I do is like finding this balance between having enjoyment now and feeling good later. And rather than it being an all or nothing thing where we're punishing ourselves and restricting now, or we're like just completely overindulging, it helps us find this middle ground where we get to enjoy things and we're not going too mental with it. So the one question that I use all the time these days is, how do I want this to go? And it can be when I'm thinking through my whole day, how do I want this to go? You know, and I think through, like I call it my daily practice where
First thing in the morning, I just plan out my day and think through, okay, I'm going to be having lunch. I'm going to have a snack here. I'm going to have dinner or whatever. And I actually decide, like, usually during that session, like what I'm actually going to be eating. But yeah, I'm just asking myself, how do I want my day to go? But then I also use it in the moment. So say like something unexpected comes up and, you know, someone offers me a cookie that I'm not expecting. I'm like, oh, how do I want this to go? Or say an example that happened to me recently, a flight was delayed. So we're in the lounge and we're going to be like later to eat on the plane. And there's all this food in the lounge. And I'm like, well, how do I want this to go? Rather than just going, oh, free food, you know, meant go crazy. I actually thought it through of like, oh yeah, how do I want this to go? And how to use it is just anytime you're interacting, like faced with a food choice, just checking in with how do I want this to go? Like, what do I want this to be like? And it's mad. Like, it just gets you to make choices from this intentional place where it's like, yes, I'm getting enjoyment now and I'm not going to feel gross later. And it just, it's really, that's the simplicity of it. And so that's how we use it. Just whenever you're making a choice about food, you know, how do I want this to go? Or maybe I've used it where like the other day I was in the kitchen and I'd been snacking and picking at things. And I was like, which I normally don't do that much these days, but I kind of, you know, jet lagged, blah, blah, blah. And so I caught myself and I was like, actually, this isn't feeling great. How do I want this to go now? And so I was like, actually, you know what? I'm going to make a cup of tea. I'm going to just stop doing this picking and I'm going to save the rest, what's left of my stomach space for dinner. And I did that. But if I hadn't have asked myself that question, I could have just continued like randomly grazing on stuff and felt really gross later. So that's how the question, how do I want this to go? How do you use it whenever you think a thing? And you can use it for more than food too. Like you can use it for, you know, thinking through your work day and thinking through what you want to be working on. You could use it when you think about exercise. Like it's so many ways you can use it. But yeah, I really encourage you to experiment with using this holiday, like using this question in the holiday. So if there's only one thing that you change, I would really invite you to just set that intention of, yeah, I'm just going to keep asking myself, how do I want this to go? Like Thanksgiving morning, how do I want the day to go? When you're like just about to sit down to Thanksgiving meal, like lunch or dinner, how do I want this to go? And experience for yourself what a difference it can make. When you're baking your Halloween cookies, like how do I want this to go? It's so Halloween cookies, your Thanksgiving, your holiday cookies. Use it all the time. You can't overuse it. And seriously, it's a miracle worker. And then before we go, I've got three bonus tips to help you enjoy your food more this year. So tip number one is to let yourself look forward to things and actually give yourself the gift of anticipation, because we get pleasure when we are eating things, but we also get pleasure and dopamine gets released when we're thinking about eating something enjoyable. So why not double your pleasure and actually give yourself permission? So like write a list. What are all the holiday treats that you're really excited to have? Like what are the things that you're really looking forward to this year? And let yourself look forward to them and plan in, when are you going to have it? Like those little, you know, cookies, whatever, like whatever it is, like enjoy the anticipation and give yourself that permission to have it. My tip number two for you of my three tips is to just remember to slow down. And when you're eating, whenever you're eating, like particularly at a big celebration feast, just before you start eating, just remind yourself there's no rush and just take your time and savor. And I guarantee you'll enjoy your meal so much more. Side benefit, you're way less likely to like completely overindulge. So yeah, there's no rush is a beautiful thought. My third tip for you is to actually choose an abundance mindset. And what I mean by that is to go into this holiday period, setting that intention that in January, you're not going to do the whole crackdown of like, you know, no good food anymore, that you're not going to turn into like a restriction. Actually set that intention is like this January, I'm going to, and you can change your mind about this, but this January, I'm not going to restrict. I'm not going to go on any crazy diets. Because the thing is, if you're going into the holidays with this looming, like, I'm only going to be eating salad for the rest of my life thought in the back of your mind, your brain, that's going to stoke your psychological hunger for all the treats. And you're just it's going to make you overeat more. Whereas if you're going into the holidays thinking, there's going to be plenty of amazing food in my future, I'm going to have like lovely, delicious things in January, and you're letting yourself plan the, you know, ice cream that you're going to be having in January, then you're way less likely to do that whole kind of last supper eating during the holidays. Okay, hope you have a fantastic holiday season. And if you celebrate Thanksgiving, enjoy celebrating with your friends, family, whoever you're celebrating with. And thank you so much for listening to Joyful Eating. I really appreciate you. And if you've got value from this podcast, I really invite you to share this episode or share the podcast with a friend, whether that's sending them an email, sending them a screenshot. The more people that are bringing joy and like fun and deliciousness and not restricting, and the opposite of restriction into their relationship with food, the better place the world's going to be. So have a fantastic week and I will see you next week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.